Hawaii's creative industries now represent over 48,000 entrepreneurs and small businesses. They account for 5.9% of jobs here, and that's just one percentage point lower than construction in 2013. Let's take a look at this growing sector of the state economy. I caught up with filmmaker Braden Yoder at a recent creative lab sponsored at the W by the Creative Industries branch of DeepEd.
So last year they had a web series accelerator for people who are doing web series content. They had a producer's lab for those that are working here as producers and want to take advantage of the tax incentives that we have. They had a composer's lab, and they also had a screenwriting lab.
The idea is to boost Hawaii's creative capital.
With all of those programs, they had keynote people as well as coaches who could help everybody actually monetize their content. So
it kind of worked for you.
It gave me a huge boost because those are all the context that I have in Los Angeles right now.
Basically, Creative Lab helps develop projects to a level where they can consider being a franchisable idea.
Georgia Skinner is chief officer for the state's Creative Industries Division. She says going transmedia, that is, linking a story to a film or a game or web content, for example, is a key way to expand revenue sources.
No matter where you live, if your capacity to engage an audience is matched with access to the right distribution streams and the access to capital. Our goal is to be able to have people that are creatively making a living doing what they love to do.
Skinner says traditional creative media development channels have not encouraged local production.
We can grow more creative content and more creative products from here in Hawaii and export them to the world, then the better off our economy will be.
13 sectors are measured as Hawaii's creative industries, and they include arts, music, design, digital media, and film and television production. Together, they've grown over 14% since 2003.
Broadband connectivity and really high-speed lines in and out of the state are a very key cornerstone to having a successful creative economy in the state.
Skinner says undertapped funding sources could be returning islanders or the pool of wealthy part-time residents who have a growing stake in the islands.
I think what's in it for investors is knowing that they're going to be the first ones in to nurture people that actually have had a voice that's untapped. There's no reason why new solutions for today and tomorrow can't come from Hawaii.
How is tailoring your creativity for business not selling out these days?
Exactly. So you have to maintain your integrity. That's a critical thing, and it's especially important if you're doing cultural storytelling and you cannot compromise that position. The value of the creative mind with the analytical thinking in this way that's a little bit broader than our traditional linear thinking is what everybody needs to do. So I think we're in an era of more mindfulness, respectfulness, and openness to new ideas.
Skinner recommends Daniel Pink's A Whole New Mind to help prime yourself for a creative and productive new year. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.